Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Little Thieves, an adaptation of an old folktale written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Isla and Evren and their family in Toronto, Canada, Roshan and Rishi and their family in Richmond, Virginia, Noah, Micah, and June and their family in Cheney, Washington, Senan, Irla, and Sive Drew and their family in Dublin, Ireland, and Ella Choi Morrow and her family in Skokie, Illinois. Thank you so much, Ella, Sive, Irla, Senan, June, Micah, Noah, Rishi, Roshan, Evren, and Isla. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors. Watching the little ones in your life grow and learn is one of the best feelings in the world. Finding toys that help them grow and learn can be challenging, but luckily, there's Love Every. Each Love Every play kit is designed by experts and tailored to your child's exact learning stage, so they have the right toys at the right time. They come with unique, one-of-a-kind activities and playthings that are built to endure plenty of play, and new play kits are delivered every few months that grow with your child. Also, each kit comes with a play guide that's packed with expert tips, ways to play, and do-it-yourself at-home activities your kids will love. So you'll have lots of ideas for how to make the most of your time with your child. We sent the Observer play kit to our friends Nate and Emily, who you might know as the voices of Max and Corley from the Max Goodname series. The kit contained the exact perfect toys for their little boy, and he absolutely loved the Plan Ahead Weatherboard, a visual and interactive tool that helps kids take ownership of their everyday. Take the guesswork out of your child's play. Choose Love Every today and get free shipping when you sign up to receive your play kits at loveevery.com/stories. That's loveevery.com/stories for free shipping. loveevery.com/stories. Thanks! Enjoy the episode! Little Thieves. Once upon a time, there was an adventurous little mouse named Micah. He lived in what he thought was the basement of a grand castle, with soaring ceilings and a great, endless kitchen. In reality, he lived in the basement of an old brick elementary school, but it still seemed very regal to him. "Mom," he said one night, once all the stampeding feet had left, and it was quiet but for the cleaners upstairs. "The humans must really like us, right? After all, they leave that big room all full of crumbs for us." He was thinking of the school's small cafeteria. The kids would leave it a mess, and even the janitors couldn't find all the food they dropped and threw and flung from spoons. "Well, yes and no," his mother said with a sly little smile. "They mostly don't know we're here, but that's why we keep to the crumbs. They aren't going to eat them anyway, and there's plenty for us, so it all works out." Micah thought about it, whiskers twitching. "One day, I'm going to go right in the kitchen and get something bigger than a crumb," he said. Then he pushed out his little belly and made his cheeks puffed and round. "I'm going to get a whole loaf of bread and eat until I pop." "Oh, that's a nice dream," Mother said. "But promise me you won't do that, okay?"
"Why? I won't really pop, Mom."
She smiled, but took his little whiskers and made him look at her. "You have to promise you won't poke that curious little nose above ground unless I'm with you, okay? The humans are nice enough, but if you get into trouble, you better believe they'll catch you and take you away." Micah thought his mom was surely exaggerating to make him listen,
But she seemed serious, and he didn't want to get in an argument. "I promise, Mom," he said. "That's a good boy," she said. But an adventurous seed was already planted in little Micah's mind. The next night, after the bustle of the school day had ended, he lay in his bed with his eyes open, pretending to fall asleep. Eventually, he heard the quiet sounds of the cleaning crew upstairs and the soft snores of his mother sleeping. He peeked into her room and saw her curled in a ball, her snores pulling and pushing on her whiskers with every breath. "Operation Snacktown is a go," he whispered to himself. "Let's see what they keep in those kitchens." For the first time ever without his mom, Micah climbed up through the wall and came out through a tiny crack onto the cafeteria floor. They hadn't mopped it yet, and there were sandwich crumbs and brownie crumbs and all kinds of delicious crumbs, but Micah ignored them. Tonight, he was after bigger game. Feeling just a touch nervous, he approached the big double doors that led into the kitchen. They were closed and locked, but there was a gap an inch high where the floor met the door, and that was more than enough for a mouse. "One small step for a mouse," he said. "One giant leap for excellent snacks." He pushed under the door and froze. Where is it?" he said. The kitchen was huge, but it was already cleaned up, and the surfaces were all shiny metal, not a hint of food anywhere. "This can't be right." Whiskers drooping, Micah walked through the kitchen on his silent little feet. He had built up a paradise of food in his head, and the real kitchen was just so boring. He was about to turn around and hurry home when the kitchen door swung open. With a chunky clonk, the overhead lights flipped on, and a human pushed their way into the room. Micah squeaked and shot under a nearby door, his little heart pounding. That was too close. He had never been that near a human before. "I should have just stayed home," he said, leaning against the door. "This was a no good, lousy... whoa." He had finally calmed enough to notice the room he was in. It was filled with plastic racks from floor to ceiling, and on every rack, every single one, there were bags full of bread. "Bread!" Micah said, drool forming in his whiskers. "Sweet, bready bread!" There was white bread and wheat bread, sliced bread and bun breads. There were bagels and pizza crusts and Texas toast and everything else the school needed to make breakfast and lunch for the week. Micah jumped into the nearest bag, a crust loaf that was meant for the teacher's soup, and started to eat. It was nearly an hour later when he realized he could see the first bits of the sun shining through the windows. "Oh, man," he said, a bit of bread dangling from his mouth. "I gotta go before I get caught." He jumped from the bag and shot through the kitchen and the cafeteria and back through the wall, and he managed to bounce into bed just a few minutes before he heard his mother stretch and yawn herself awake. She came into his room like she did most mornings. "Good morning, my little whiskered warrior," she said. "Are you hungry for breakfast?" Inside, Micah groaned. He was absolutely stuffed to the brim with bread, but he couldn't tell his mom that without admitting that he'd snuck out. Instead, he smiled weakly and forced himself to eat some of the scrambled eggs she'd fetched from the floor. They were good, but Micah couldn't help but dream of being back in the bread room. Even stuffed as he was, he knew that he'd go back that very night. And sure enough, as soon as his mother was snoozing, up through the walls and through the cafeteria, Micah went. He felt a little guilty for breaking his promise, again, but nothing had happened last night, so what was the worry? Moms are always too concerned about things. Who would want to take Micah away? She just didn't want him going without her. So Micah decided that, as long as she didn't find out, it was all fine. This time, When he made his way into the bread room, he smelled the best thing he had ever smelled in his entire life. What? What is that smell? I want to eat it. I want to taste it. I want to take a bath in it. Micah climbed up the racks of bread until he came to a flat table in the middle of the room. There, under a thin layer of plastic wrap, was the biggest cake he had ever seen. With one look, Micah knew that if he started eating it then, he would still be eating it a year later, and he'd be round and frosted as a cupcake. "Well," he said, smiling so wide his whiskers hurt, "better get started." Mice teeth are strong, and they made short work of the plastic cover. A minute later, Micah was eating a hole straight through the side of the cake. "It's vanilla," he called to no one, laughing with joy. "And it's all mine!" Of course, Micah didn't know it, but the cake had been dropped off by some parents for a little girl named Avni. It was her birthday tomorrow, and they had sent a sheet cake big enough for her to share with her whole class. On the top, in special purple frosting, her favorite color, it said, "Happy birthday, Avni!" At least, that's what it had said. Micah, in his greedy, sloppy eating, had decided that frosting was even better than cake, and he chewed a path right through the middle of all the letters, so now it didn't say anything at all. Again, he only stopped when the sun came slanting through the windows, and he knew his mom would be up soon. He bolted through the school and dove into bed just as his mother was waking up. He rolled over and licked his paws to clean all the gloopy purple frosting off his whiskers, and just in time. "Good morning, my little whiskered wizard," his mom sang into his room. From upstairs, they could hear the stampeding feet of students and then shouting from the kitchen. "Oh, the humans are mad today," she said, tutting. "I don't know what has them so riled up, but we better be careful. I'm going to go sneak a listen and see if I can find out what's going on." "Yes, Mom," Micah said, but he was pretty sure he knew exactly what had made the humans so mad. His mom went up through the wall and Micah leapt out of bed and washed himself all over, getting rid of every last trace of purple frosting. He was just finishing smoothing out his fur when his mom came home, shaking her head. "Well, there must be some other mice in the school," she said, banging around the mouse hole like she did when she was upset. Some dullard went and ate a little girl's birthday cake. Worse, they left paw prints all over the frosting. Now the school knows there's mice here, and they're sure to put out a trap. At least you have more sense than to do something crazy like that, Micah." She kept on talking, but Micah wasn't listening. His ears were burning red, and he went to his room so his mom wouldn't see how guilty he looked. They stayed in the mouse hole all day to avoid the angry humans. But that night... "I shouldn't be doing this," Micah whispered out loud, but he couldn't seem to help himself as he snuck out of bed and once more returned to the cafeteria kitchen. The cleaning crew had done an extra good job today. There was not a crumb to be seen, and when he snuck into the magical bread room, everything was double bagged. He could still chew through, though. Maybe upsetting the humans wasn't a big deal after all. And then he smelled it. A roasty, toasty, melty, cheesy smell. It danced into his little nose and seemed to pull him along across the tiled floor. Cheese! Oh, geez, my cheese! There, in a strange little house, there was the biggest, the stinkiest, the most delicious-looking hunk of cheese he'd ever seen. All the logic went right out of Micah's head, and he dashed into the house and snatched his prize. He took a big bite, and it tasted even better than it smelled. It was like a mouthful of stinky heaven. And then there was a snap as the little house collapsed into a little box, trapping Micah inside. No! He shouted, spraying cheese from his chewing mouth. Oh, no, 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 no! He checked every corner, but it didn't take long to see he was completely trapped. His mother had been right. He had pushed the humans too far, he had been a little birthday cake thief, and now they had trapped him. Micah spent the next hours with those thoughts racing back and forth through his head. He watched the sun come up, and he heard all the humans file in, and he knew his mother would be waking up, and she'd be coming into his room to say good morning, and he wouldn't be there. The thought broke his heart. What were they going to do to him?
"Oh, ho, ho, ho,"
said a burly man with blue coveralls on.
"Look, we caught the little thief."
He peered into Micah's little box and knocked on it with one hairy knuckle.
"No more cake for you, Mr. Whiskers,"
he said.
"Hey, Paula, go get the birthday girl. Tell her we caught her cake thief."
Micah sat shaking until a few minutes later. A small girl with curly hair came into the room with an older woman.
"Avni, look," said the man. "We caught the mouse that ruined your cake. I thought you'd want to see."
The girl came in and peered through the translucent side of the box.
"Oh, he is pretty cute," she said. "Did you eat my cake, little guy? You must have been hungry."
Micah watched her, heart pounding. At least she didn't seem too mad at him.
"What will you do with him now?" she asked.
I'll throw him in my truck and dump him in the woods on the way home. It's far enough away that he'll never find his way back here."
Micah wanted to cry. They were going to take him away forever, all because he couldn't help himself around food, all because he couldn't keep a promise to his poor mom. Thinking of his mom, he did start to cry. The humans heard it as pathetic little squeaks. The burly man laughed, but Avni, the birthday girl, looked sad.
"The poor thing is terrified," she said, lifting up the box.
"It's a mouse," shrugged the man. "Forget about it."
He turned to talk to the older woman. Micah saw Avni look at them both, and then, so suddenly Micah tumbled over, she dashed out of the room.
"Hey!" shouted the man. "Come back here with that."
"I won't let you send him away. He didn't know any better."
"Get back here, you little thief."
The girl dashed around a table and dropped to the ground. She was rattling and wrestling with the box so much that Micah thought he might lose all that stinky cheese he ate. But then, fresh air. Dizzy and shaken, he scrambled out of the box before he could be caught again.
"Go home, little mouse," the girl shouted. "I hope you liked the cake."
"Thief! Thieves!"
the man shouted. He lunged for Micah, but the mouse dodged between his legs and disappeared into a crack in the wall. Heart hammering and whiskers wild, he wound his way back through the school and ran right into his mother's broad belly.
"Oof," she said. "Micah! Oh, bless my tail, where have you been?"
He tried to tell her, but he could only cry into her soft fur. She brought him home, and once he calmed down a little, he admitted what he'd done. The bread, the cake, and even the cheese and the trap. His mother listened calmly and smoothed back his ears. "So," she said when he finished, "do you think you learned your lesson?" He nodded, eyes wide. "Good," she said. "Now, why don't you tell me about that cake? I love a good cake." And so he did. And soon they were both smiling and laughing. And if you guessed that he never broke his promise again, well, you'd be right. The end. Today's story, Little Thieves, was an adaptation of an old folktale written for you by Daniel Hines, edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin, and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram @storiespodcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.